Opposition parties in Poland won enough votes earlier this week to force out the current right-wing government after its two terms in power. But civil rights activists in the country say they do not expect dramatic changes. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports from Warsaw.
As results from last weekend's election began pouring in, Hubert Zabecki watched on in disbelief as it started to dawn on him and his country of 40 million that the right-wing Law and Justice Party would not be governing Poland much longer.
It's like living in a toxic household with a violent partner, and suddenly you're free of them. How can you learn to live again?
Sobecki works for Love Does Not Exclude, an association representing Poland's LGBTQ community. For the past 8 years, the ruling right-wing Law and Justice Party has established what it called LGBTQ-free zones across the country. It's called homosexuals animals, emissaries of Satan, and worse. A few years ago, when the retailing giant IKEA fired a Polish employee for making homophobic remarks on the company's internal website, Poland's government sued on behalf of the employee. But now that a more liberal government is on its way in, Sobecki isn't sure how he feels. He says the vast majority of those in the opposition who will likely form the next government are old guard politicians like former Prime Minister Donald Tusk, with whom Sobecki's organization has already tried to negotiate equal rights.
He was not a very good partner to discuss it with. He always treated us like a problem rather than a social group with whom he can meet. He never met with us in person. Never.
Tusk's Civic Coalition made a campaign promise to introduce a bill to legalize civil unions. But Sobecki says it's not clear what legal rights that'll give his community, if anything. Sobecki quotes the Dalai Lama, "Do not confuse happiness with cessation of pain."
And this is exactly the kind of situation. Just because we can count on public television no longer calling us pedophiles, maybe this is not the highest standards that we should aim for.
A few neighborhoods away, Natalia Broniarczyk was unpacking from a trip to Strasbourg, France, where she accepted an EU award for her work on abortion rights when she heard the election news.
You can see that I'm quite cheerful, but I'm also realist, so I know that we still have so much work to do.
3 years ago, Poland's government banned abortion, even in the case of malformed fetuses that threatened a woman's life.
We were breaking law many times to save someone's life. We were sending pills to hospitals, which is illegal. We were calling to hospitals and threatening doctors that we will send TV if they will not do a procedure.
Last weekend, Broniarczyk says police showed up at her parents' home outside of Warsaw looking for her. A new incoming government will likely mean these visits could stop, but Broniarczyk is not optimistic.
And I think that they are not brave enough to be supporters of legal abortion on demand. And to be honest, I don't have any hope if it comes to Donald Tusk, because he promised so many times legal abortion.
That was when he was prime minister years ago, and she says he didn't keep his promises. Tusk has pledged to introduce a bill that would legalize abortion for pregnancies up to 12 weeks, but Broniarczyk is not holding her breath. She says now the waiting starts for Donald Tusk and his incoming government to be brave and go beyond their promises. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Warsaw.